challenge with the Lord's blessings from my church family. They helped me and my daughter, my 17-year-old daughter. She's expecting now. They helped us get into our own home, which was a blessing. And we're right around the corner from Pawpaw. Pawpaw Roy, right around the corner from you. We don't have a stove and a refrigerator yet. But everybody's complaining about the snow, but I said bring it on, because right now that's my refrigerator. Because we put the snow in the ice cooler every day to keep our little snacks and things cold. So I said bring on the snow, Lord, because I need a refrigerator, and that's my refrigerator right now. So we're microwaving everything, and we're not having ice cubes, but that's okay, too. This time of the year, there's so much joy, because we know as Christians that this time of the year is all about celebrating the birth of Christ. We know it's not about giving gifts and counting presents and sparkly things and feathery wings and what's on top of a tree. But there's a lot of people who have issues at this time of the year. They deal with depression. I used to be that way. I would get depressed about this time of the year because this time of the year is when I would think about my mother who passed away one day after her birthday, which was February 14th. She was born on Valentine's Day. She passed away on the 15th. And so around this time of the year, I would get sad because my mom wasn't here. Because my mom was a big thing about holidays, and she installed that into me. So I always do now the holiday dinners. But I would get depressed, and I would get depressed to the point of having to be hospitalized depressed. I would get suicidal depressed because I didn't have God in my life at that time. I didn't understand that when your loved ones go on, it's okay for you to keep moving on in this world because God has a purpose for you. You're not left here by yourself when you have Jesus Christ in your life. You understand the difference in that. So I just wanted to share that little information because sometimes we forget about those who don't understand as we as Christians do about being alone during holidays. And it's up to us as Christians to pass that message on through the non-Christians to let them know that when you have Christ in your life, you're never alone. Your mom and dad might pass on. You might lose a sister and brother. And yes, it's okay to be sad around the holidays and to miss those loved ones who've gone on. But once Christ has fulfilled your life, you know that you're not alone. You don't feel suicidal. I think about my mom every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, every Easter, especially Halloween, because she was a big prankster and she loved to dress up. And she would drive around with big old goofy mask on, and I would duck and say, oh, it might get embarrassing. But, you know, I enjoy thinking about her now instead of getting depressed when the holidays come around. I can still smell the sweet smells, and the cinnamon reminds me of her, and the butter cookies, because she loved to make her sugar cookies. So now I have sweet memories of my mother when Christmas comes around, instead of getting depressed and suicidal, because I got God in my life. So I see it differently now. And I did write this poem, and it's sometimes, like right now, I'm going through issues with my family. Me and my oldest daughter, I spoke on it last month. She threw a boiling pot of food at the back of my head and scalded me to the degree of second-degree burns. So I won't be sharing Christmas with my grandkids, and I won't be sharing Christmas with my oldest daughter, but I knew for a long time that she needed some mental therapy. And if God had to use me to see that she gets it, then I say, bring it on, Lord. Use me. Why not me? I'd rather it would have been me that received those burns and my two grandkids that might have been angry towards them. And so now she's going to get mandatory mental health treatment. She's going to get mandatory parenting skills. And she's going to get mandatory anger management. And I hope that helps her grow into a better human being and a better adult. And maybe Christ will bring her back to me. I wrote a little something about letting go. And it has to do with letting go of family members. Sometimes as a Christian, it's hard because that's the one thing that Christians want the most, is a happy family. Amen. And it's so hard for us to, we say, that's the simplest thing in the world. Why come I can't have that? And so I wrote this poem, and this is called Letting Go. It's called My Family is a Part of Me. Some parts are right and some are not. I feel as though they are all I got. How do I let go without losing me? Can I part from my family just to satisfy what's wrong with me without feeling unloving and uncaring? Dear God, you are my universal necessity. Please guide me. You planted my family seed on this earth. You have plans for my final destiny. Oh Lord, I cry out to you because I have not the wisdom of how to let go of my family without losing me. Sometimes the devil will use our most basic desires to lead us away from our Heavenly Father. All I ever wanted was to be a happy family. It's time for me to let go and be the best me I can be. I am my family. God is my Father. I got to let go and let God. This was inspired by a book that I'm reading right now. It's the New Testament of James, and it's called Being Mature, Growing Up in Christ by Warren W. Wiersbe. I can't pronounce his last name. It's Wiersbe. And I was so inspired by that book because it's dealing with me right at where I'm at in my life. And that's God, you know. Right when I need to know what to ask for, I found this book waiting in the lobby of an AODA, waiting for an AODA appointment to get into another rehab outpatient group because I want to stay connected with those type of people so that I don't fall back. While I'm going through this depression, because depression can make you, even though I just graduated from one, I wanted to join a Christian drugs and alcohol abuse group so that during this time of the season, going through depression, that it don't come up on me because I have been having using dreams. So I found a Christian drugs and alcohol abuse group, and they're going to see me for free. And while I was sitting there in their lobby, they had these little free books, and I found that gift. So, God, he works. But I also have a special little treat for you all, and when you asked me to do you a Christmas poem, this came to me, and it's called My Christmas Tree. And every time I do a poem, it really does reflect a little bit of me and things that are going on in my life. And this does reflect what's going on with me right now.
Yeah,
it's called My Christmas Tree. There's no pine Christmas tree in my house, all covered with sparkly things, candy canes, with a feathery winged angel up on top. There's no boxes of all shapes and sizes and pretty bows of many colors, varieties sitting beneath it. My family Christmas tree consists of just me, my mom and dad and me, sitting at the table on Christmas Day, saying grace, thanking the Lord for giving us his son, Jesus Christ, on this day. We give thanks for the greatest gift of all. Jesus Christ is born to teach us how to live, to be Christians. And he even died on the cross so that our sins can be forgiven in case we fall from grace. Every December, we buy 12 small gifts. And every December, we buy gifts from December 1st to the 25th. We pass out a present to someone in need. Our Christmas tree is in our hearts, with God at the top guiding our way, and Jesus at the base keeping us on the right path in case we lose our way. Christmas is a beautiful day. It doesn't matter what kind of tree you have in your house. As long as you remember, it's not about giving or getting presents. It's about the birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Have a Merry Christmas. And I was sitting there, and I said, boy, that would be a neat thing to really, really do. And I think I'm going to make that a tradition. Me and Brittany, we're going to go out every year, and we're going to buy 25 gifts. And from the 1st to the 25th, we're going to give out 25 gifts to just someone who looks like they're in need, or a friend that we knew who's having a hard time. And she said, that would be really cool. We could do that, Mom, we could do that. And I said, too bad we can't do it this year because we just moved and we're broke. And I was sitting there and I was looking, and I saw this three little stacks. And they're like, you know those ornaments you bought a few weeks ago when you did have a little change? You can give those out at the nursing home. And that'll be your starting your tradition today. So even though I'm broke as a joke, I can start my tradition today. So that's what I'm going to do. And that's the end of my poem.